This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Genesis chapters 46, 47, and just into 48, picking up with Jacob and Joseph reunited, Jacob blesses Pharaoh, Joseph in the famine, Pharaoh gets the fifth, and Jacob adopts Joseph's two oldest. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Our Father,
at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
A reading from 2 Peter chapter 3. This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them, I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior through your apostles. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." For they deliberately overlook this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water, and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the reading from 2 Peter has many wonderful themes. This morning we will focus on two: the theme of God's omnipotence and the theme of time. The text presents to us how the Almighty acts within time. As we well know, God is all-powerful. So is his word, because God stands behind it. He works through his word. He imparts his power to his word. Peter writes that the creation of the universe, and specifically of this planet, took place by the word of God. God simply said, "Let there be," and the various aspects of creation came into existence. Peter also writes that by the same word of God, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. The Almighty God now preserves and sustains his creation. But at the word of God, this present universe will be destroyed by fire. This will happen because the heavens and earth that now exist have been ruined, corrupted by the fall of the first people into sin. There is the other theme, that of time. Our text proclaims, with the Lord one day is as, and notice that word as, 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. From these words, we see that God is outside of time. He did create time at the beginning of creation, so we are time-bound creatures. But the spirit world, including God, is not bound by time. In addition, we see that God does not care if, from our standpoint, something takes one day or 1,000 years. What matters to the Lord is that his will is accomplished, and it certainly will be accomplished. Our text combines the theme of God's omnipotence and the theme of time by presenting to us the Almighty God who acts within time. That is, the all-powerful has entered and will enter into time. He has acted and will act in our time-bound world. Why? Because of his tremendous love for the human race. From the start, God had blessed fellowship with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden before the fall into sin. That was followed by the first promise of the future Savior. In the third and second millennia BC, the Almighty God entered into covenant fellowship with Abraham and with his descendants. From those descendants would come the Savior. We think of all the times in the history of Israel, how God, in his omnipotence, delivered the Israelites from physical distress and human enemies. Throughout this Old Testament era, God gave his almighty word to Israel through his chosen prophets. Then we come to the verse from the Apostle Paul. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman. At just the right point in human history, the Son of God became incarnate by God's almighty power and was born in Bethlehem. Jesus, for over 30 years, lived a perfect life here on earth. And because he is Almighty God, his holy life counts for all people. Because Almighty God on a Friday suffered and died on a cross, complete payment has been made for all the sins of every person, including your trespasses and my trespasses. Because Jesus is the Almighty God-man, sin and Satan could not defeat him, nor could death hold him. On the following Sunday, Christ arose from the dead as victor, opening the way of salvation for all people. In the first century AD, God caused his almighty word to be written by inspired authors. When the period of time God has allotted for this creation has been completed, the all-powerful God will bring about the last day, Judgment Day. It will come like a thief in the night. The coming cannot be predicted. Everyone will be taken by surprise. God's timing, though, will be perfect. This day will occur when the last person God has chosen for salvation has been brought to faith. At that time, the new creation will come into existence, as did the first one, by God's almighty word. More can be said. The omnipotent God has entered into and acted in time and will do so because of his tremendous love for each one of us. According to his perfect timing, we were born and then born again by his almighty word joined to water. God in his grace granted us salvation. The Lord preserves us in saving faith in Christ through his gospel word, the almighty power of God unto salvation, and that word joined to bread and wine. We are privileged to use God's almighty word in our work in the church. Other events in our earthly life happen according to the omnipotent God's timetable, which is best. Events such as when we marry, have children, when we come to the seminary, in our 20s or later, when we enter our work for the Lord as pastors, deaconesses, or in some other way. Each one of us can say along with David to the Lord, "My times are in your hand." We make this confession joyfully, knowing that the Almighty directs everything for the good of his church and for the benefit of each one of us individually. He does this, again, because of his tremendous love for us. And the clear, decisive, everlasting proof of this love is the cross and the empty tomb. Thus, at just the right time, the omnipotent God will take our spirits to heaven. This will be when the work God has planned for us to do on earth is finished. The work we accomplished by God's grace and by His almighty power. According to His perfect timing, Christ will have His second advent. At that time, this almighty King, by His almighty word, will raise our bodies from death to splendor and immortality. He will transform them in a most magnificent way. Then He will bring us into the awesome new creation where there will be no more time. We will go from time into eternity, in which there will be neither past nor future, but, to paraphrase Luther, a perpetual now, a constant present, a present of total joy and splendid service to the Lord. Therefore, be comforted. All of world history and our individual lives are under the control of the Almighty God. He has deigned to enter into and act in time because of His love for us. Let us gladly live for Him now as we look forward to serving Him with everlasting joy. Amen.
Thank you.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the willing spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Arise, O Lord, we beseech you, and do not delay to bestow upon us the aid of your heavenly might, that those who put their trust and confidence in your mercy may be relieved by the consolations of your advent, who lives and reigns with the Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties of life may please you. For into your hands, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.